Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Well, that's the one that I have for sure. I got a couple of others that I think are right, but the one that I am now pretty much certain on is Washington on Christmas Day against the Cowboys at Northwest Stadium. The whole schedule will be out tonight. You're seeing, I'm sure, if you're following this, a lot of leaks coming out. Did the Junkies actually use my tweet as breaking news?
They didn't use it as breaking news, but okay. They did mention it to close out the show that it was tweeted out by you.
Okay. I feel very confident that the information that I have is accurate and that Washington is going to host Dallas on Christmas Day. It'll be a Netflix game, probably the first game at 1 p.m., not the 4:30 p.m. Game. It looks like already, according to, I don't know if this is an official announcement from the league, but it looks like KC Denver is going to be the Christmas night game. And so there will be two others because it's going to be a triple header on Christmas Day. And to be honest with you, I don't know if Netflix has all three games or just two of the three, but Washington-Dallas will be a Netflix Christmas Day game at Northwest Stadium. I got a couple of other things that I'm just trying to get confirmed. Here's the one thing that I'm just going to tell you. I've gotten some of these things right in recent years, separate from the mock schedule. The mock schedule is the mock schedule. It's a bit. Now, I'm going to be right about them not playing on Thanksgiving, which many of you pushed back on and said, you're wrong. They're going to play in Madrid. They're going to have a bye week, and then they're going to play the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. And I said, I had the guy that makes the schedule on the show back in mid-April, and he kind of presented Madrid – no Thanksgiving as, or Madrid or Thanksgiving as an either or. And once Madrid was confirmed, and I went with Madrid on my mock, I went no Thanksgiving. And it looks like, my God, that's a blockbuster. Cowboys and Chiefs on Thanksgiving Day was announced officially, right? I think it was. Or maybe Schefter had it, which is might as well be exactly official. That means the Cowboys and the Chiefs are playing on both Christmas and Thanksgiving. That Chiefs Cowboys game on Thanksgiving, I don't know, maybe the Cowboys will stink. It usually doesn't matter as long as they're in the game. I've seen all of the reports too from the guy that's breaking the Giants schedule that Washington's going to open up with the Giants on Sunday, September 7th. That's not the sexiest of openers, but I think still Washington's going to have their fair share of highlighted games, high-profile games, prime-time games. Wouldn't surprise me if the Chiefs game at Arrowhead that Washington has is a prime-time game, and it certainly wouldn't surprise me if, like, the Packers are a prime-time game at Lambeau, maybe early in the season. We'll see on that. I'll let you know if I get confirmation on some of the other stuff that I've learned as the show goes on. But yeah, I've had multiple sources confirm Washington, Dallas, Christmas Day, in Landover on Netflix, not the night game. And I was told that it's more likely than not the first game of the day rather than the 4:30 p.m. We'll see. That's more of a probably 1 p.m. versus 4:30. Schedule day, everybody. God, this day has turned into something else. I mean, it's not that long ago. And when I say not that long ago, I'll say 10 years ago that there was nowhere near the attention paid in the lead up to the schedule being announced like there is now. There are dedicated social media sites to this NFL schedule. And everybody's trying to dig to try to get the information. My preference would actually be, you know, we talk about it, but the league doesn't divulge anything, and they do it all in one fell swoop. Now, that isn't what the league's going to do. The league's going to leak, like they've this week with their network partners. They're going to create some of these big moments on the Today Show, and some, I don't even know where they're breaking some of this other stuff or announcing some of the other stuff. But they're going to, you know, put some games out there for sure. Washington's never played on Christmas Day. They've played many times on Christmas Eve, including a playoff game on Christmas Eve back in 1972 against the Packers at RFK Stadium. But they have been one of the teams that has never played on Christmas Day. But they are going to play on Christmas Day this year, and it's going to be against their, you know, arch rivals. Certainly, we still feel about them that way, even if the feeling isn't necessarily mutual. But, man, you know, one of the things you've seen with some of the actual reports, and if some of the other, you know, reports out there are now kind of getting confirmed and are true, you're starting to see, once again, it doesn't matter if the Cowboys are good or bad or perceived to be good or bad. They're just going to continue to get all of these high-profile games. They are still a massive draw in the sport. They're going to open with Philly on Thursday Night Football, first game of the year, and they're going to play the Chiefs on Thanksgiving, and they're going to play the Skins on Christmas Day. So, I don't know. How does everybody feel? Like, when we did that poll last week, Max, let me go look at the results. Remember, I put the poll out. Do you prefer Thanksgiving, Christmas, or neither?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, here it is. Thanksgiving was 45.3% of the vote.
Ooh.
Neither was 33.5% of the vote. And yeah. Christmas was 21.2% of the vote. So, you know, a healthy sample size, and one out of five basically are okay with Christmas Day. Look, if you're, especially if you're in a house that celebrates Christmas with young kids, you know, it's not in the morning. Again, they're not playing it in the morning.
True.
They are playing it in the afternoon. And, but yeah, pretty wild that Washington's going to play Dallas on Christmas. But that's the NFL now. We're going to see a triple header, I think, every Christmas Day. The NFL has basically said to the NBA, yeah, no, hold my drink, please. You guys are done. And the thing that I don't like about what the NFL is doing now is they're also now telling college football, yeah, we love you, and we're essentially, in many ways, you know, not financially tied, but we are partners in so many ways. But our product is going to go where we tell, you know, it to go. And that means, sorry, but Black Friday is no longer, you know, your day exclusively. And on that first, on that third Saturday of December, December 20th, where you will have a triple header of first round playoff games, you're going to have a double header of NFL games, including Washington and Philadelphia. Somebody said to me, is that a prime time game? I don't think it is. I think that those Saturday games will be 1 o'clock and 4:30. That's my guess. With Washington then playing the following Thursday on Christmas Day, it's more than ample enough time. Washington doesn't have technically two short weeks. They're going to play a Thursday night football game. Wouldn't surprise me if it's like on the road. You know, somebody like Green Bay at Lambeau seems like, you know, a possibility. In my mock, I had a Thursday night game at Minnesota early in the season. Wouldn't surprise me if the Thursday night game is early in the season for Washington. The Christmas Day game is not technically the super short week because they're going to play on Saturday and then Thursday rather than Sunday and Thursday. So they'll have a Sunday, Thursday, I think early in the season on Thursday night, and then late in the season. Okay. We can talk schedule all we want. I like this stuff. It looks like, according to the reports, the Giants in the opener, that's not official. You know, that is a Jersey report, correct? Somebody that's kind of leaked out the Giants schedule, Max. Is that what it is?
Yeah, I saw a leak of like the first four games for the New York Giants.
Art Stapleton.
Yeah, I think that was the same account.
NorthJersey.com. He also writes for USA Today. He's got 104,000, you know, followers, and he's got the Giants. How about this if you're the Giants? If this is true, at Washington week one, at Dallas week two, the Chiefs at home on Sunday night football week three, the Chargers at home week four, and then the Eagles on Thursday night football week six. My God, how many primetime games are the Eagles going to have? It seems like everything that's been leaked has been an Eagles primetime game.
Do you think Brian Daboll has a job by the time they get to that week six game against the Eagles?
I mean, you can't start Jackson Dart against that schedule, can you?
You shouldn't.
It'll be Russ. It has to be Russ, right?
Or Jameis, they got Russ, maybe, and Jackson Dart? Yeah, Russ, Jameis, Jackson Dart. It's going to be an interesting QB room.
Wait. Jameis is there, too.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So it's going to be an interesting I'll have my eyes on the New York Giants.
Do you think Jameis could get traded to New Orleans?
Absolutely. That would be really funny given how it ended.
Is that a discussion or not?
I haven't heard anybody bring it up, but it is not the worst idea. But again,
has Jameis quarterbacked for any Kellen Moore offensive coordinator team? Dallas, Philly? No, right?
No.
I'll tell you what, like, if the Giants are the opener, if that is true, you know, week one's always a complete head fake kind of a deal. You know, you're familiar with Brian Daboll, you know, it's not like it's a new coach. Sometimes that's a challenge, although it was not a challenge for Tampa Bay last year against Washington in the opener. And those week one games are just rarely a strong indication of what is to come.
Right.
You know, and we saw that with our own team in week one getting destroyed by Tampa and then, you know, being 7-1 and 8-2 or whatever we got to, 10-3, and ended up beating that same team in the postseason on the road. I look at the Giants, and they're going to have a completely different team because they're going to have a new quarterback, but it's a quarterback that we're familiar with if Russell Wilson is the week one starter. The Giants, I have thought this now for 2 years running. I don't think that they are without talent. I think defensively they've had some talent. Dexter Lawrence is one of the best in the game. Burns, Okereke, the guy McFadden's good. Now they're going to add Abdul Carter to the mix. You have the Maryland kid in the secondary, Banks. Who else do they have in the secondary of the Giants? I think they lost what's-his-face, the guy that was with the Chiefs. But I don't know. The Giants just always seem to have more talent, and they just have had the wrong offensive skill position players. You know, Saquon wasn't right because he wasn't always available. They have a guy in Neighbors now, but it's really been the quarterback more than anything else. Their offensive line's gotten decent in recent years with Andrew Thomas and the center that they drafted from Minnesota a couple of years ago.
John Michael Schmitz.
Yeah. I'm probably forgetting somebody. Let me bring up
John Runyon, Greg Van Roten. I have the depth chart in front of me.
Yeah. And the back is good. I like Tyrone Tracy last year. He was a good back.
Runs strong. It kind of I want to say Pacheco-like, but I feel like he's shiftier than Pacheco. The point is, he runs angry, is what I'm trying to say.
Not as angry as Pacheco, though.
That's true.
I don't think anybody runs as angry as Pacheco does. Although Cam Scataboo, who they drafted, runs angry.
He's wearing 44.
Is he wearing 44?
Yeah. Right now, it's always subject change before
the
season
starts.
What
did he wear at Arizona State? It was a single-digit number, wasn't it?
I believe so. Let me check.
I think it was number 4.
It's something like that.
With all that said about the Giants, let me be the first one to say, you better win the opener at home against the Giants. You're going to be about a 9-10 point favorite. I'm putting the line out right now for week one against the Giants. Washington minus 8.5.
Ooh.
Washington minus 8.5 in the opener against the Giants. If the Giants is the opening week one opponent. And it sounds like that game, has somebody listed a time? That might be the 4:25 doubleheader game. Could be the lead game at 1 o'clock. Who knows?
I was gonna say, that feels like a 1 o'clock matchup. But it's an NFC East head-to-head game. So, I could see it going for 4:25.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm sure we're here for you all morning long, all day long. You know, anything that comes in that is reported from a really good source or is something that we're feeling good about, we'll mention it and we'll discuss it. But again, nothing's official unless the league has announced it, and then we'll know the entirety of the schedule by 8 o'clock at night. But don't be surprised tonight, like the whole Washington schedule's been leaked. Because this thing now, in recent years, because of the interest, leaks like a sieve. It really does. I think I was the first with this. Washington, Dallas on Christmas Day. It's going to be more likely than not a 1 o'clock game on Netflix. It could be 4:30, but Washington's going to host Dallas on Thanksgiving. And as I, you know, kind of, there's a couple of other games that I have, I've mentioned that I think a Packers game in prime time very early in the season is a good bet. I'm just waiting for confirmation on that. Like, it would not surprise me if Washington plays like a Thursday night game at Lambeau very early in the season. That was, I'll lean towards that, and I think a game at some point during the season on Monday Night Football at Arrowhead is a decent bet too. And that's the last time they played the Chiefs at Arrowhead, was on Monday Night Football in 2017. So we'll see if that comes to fruition as well. That's kind of what I have. I think wouldn't surprise me if you got a couple of tough trips, you know, on short weeks too. You know, they play on the schedule. They play the Chargers out west. That is their one West Coast trip. The furthest west they go is Chargers and Chiefs. So theoretically, the tough trip could be something like Kansas City to LA. But stay tuned. We'll update you on this. Caps don't play tonight, game 5. They play game 5 tomorrow night, so they get the extra day to kind of figure things out. I watched NBA basketball last night again. Yep, I'm watching a lot of it. And the game last night was spectacular. Now, look, the Pacers, this is a disappointing loss for the Cleveland Cavaliers. They got handled by the Pacers in 5 games. And by the way, Max, the Pacers absolutely can beat the Knicks or the Celtics.
Oh, for sure.
I'm not counting the Celtics out yet.
Really?
Even though the Tatum injury was a ruptured Achilles.
That's tough.
It's not going to surprise me if Boston wins tonight and somehow steals game 6 to force a game 7. But the Knicks have already won twice in Boston. So I think that series has more time in it than maybe people are thinking because of the big injury. But I want to just take a moment, because last night's performance by Nikola Jokic was all-time. He becomes, I think, just the second player in NBA playoff history to go for 40, 15, and at least 5 in a playoff game. He was 44 points on, by the way, 17 of 25 shooting. He had a nightmarish game 3 from behind the arc. He was 0 for 11. He was 5 for 7 last night. He's missed some key free throws in this series. He was 5 for 5. He had 44 points on 17 of 25 from the field. He had 15 rebounds, 6 of them offensive rebounds. He had 2 steals in the game. He only had 5 assists, but it was not his fault. The reason he only had 5 assists is because Christian Braun, Aaron Gordon, and Michael Porter combined to go 3 for 18 on wide open looks from behind the arc, set up more often by Nikola Jokic. He should have had a double-digit assist night and a triple-double as well. He was incredible. So was Jamal Murray. I mean, the two stars really did give. I mean, Denver was an 11-point underdog in Game 5 at Oklahoma City. They took an 8-point lead into the third quarter. They had a 9-point lead at one point in the fourth quarter. And then they just kind of went cold for a stretch. And, man, Michael Porter Jr., who is feast or famine. He's playing injured. Okay, so you have to mention that. He's playing injured. But he's averaging 7.2 points per game in this series, and he's shooting 25.9% from behind the arc, and he's only had one good basketball game. In the last two games, he's gone 0 for 5 and 0 for 5 and 1 for 7 overall and 1 for 7. He's 2 for 14 from the field and 0 for 10 from behind the arc in the last two basketball games against Oklahoma City. And that's essentially right there the reason that Denver isn't moving on at this point and instead is down 3-2 in the series. Tough break for Denver to have a Michael Porter Jr. not at 100%, but then on top of it, really playing horrendously. Because that game was right there for the taking. God, do I love watching Nikola Jokic play. If you don't like watching Nikola Jokic play basketball, you've never been a basketball fan, ever. This guy is going to go down, okay? Legitimately, he is going to go down as one of the 5 greatest centers in the history of the game, and it's very possible when he is done, he'll go down as easily a top 5 to top 10 player of all time. That's how great he is. Some people suggest that he's already the most versatile and greatest center of all time. I can't go there yet. Okay, I cannot put him in front of Wilt or Kareem. In my opinion, Olajuwon, obviously Russell with all the championships, but he needs to get he needs to take this team over the hump and win another championship or two. He does not have a great supporting cast. They don't have a backup center on the team. How do you not have a backup center in the NBA? DeAndre Jordan is technically the backup center, but he's 38 years old, and he doesn't play. They just go small when Jokic comes out for the 4 or 5 minutes a game that he comes out for. He played 44 minutes last night, did not come out in the second half. Rested 4 minutes in the first half. That was it. How do you not have a roster builder who says, you know, what if we lose Jokic for a week with, you know, an injury? They don't have a backup center, essentially, on the roster. And the other guy, dude, I just can't watch Russell Westbrook play basketball anymore. Used to love him. Used to be one of my favorite players in the league. And the truth is, he has played at times pretty well in this postseason. Last night, he was 1 for 7. And he had 3 three-pointers, which he was 0 for 3. 2 of them did not hit the rim. They were air balls. And a third clanked so hard off the backboard, it was not an attempted banked-in shot. It nearly broke the glass. He is one horrendous shooter. And then some nights it's like, oh my God, he made a bunch of shots. But they did not get the performance they needed last night from Porter Jr., Christian Braun, Russell Westbrook. The three players combined to go 5 for 23 from the field. And that killed Denver's chances to take a 3-2 series lead. Oklahoma City's really good. What is going to happen, Max, if Oklahoma City plays Indiana in the NBA championship? Or Minnesota plays Indiana in the NBA championship? It will be the least watched NBA finals of all time. And yet, there are superstars in the game. Anthony Edwards, if it was Minnesota. If it's OKC, it's Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Tyrese Halliburton for Indiana. Man, they are praying for the Knicks to get through here. And they've got a good shot to get it done. All right. More NFL news to share with you. Some of it having to do with our team. That's next. Kevin Sheehan Show. The Team 980, theteam980.com. We do have two guests on the show today. Steve Sands is going to join us from Quail Hollow, where the PGA Championship is set to get underway tomorrow, the second of the four majors on the spring-summer golf calendar. And then Tommy is going to jump on with me at noon to talk about Pete Rose and Rob Manfred removing Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson from the permanently ineligible list. Does this mean that Pete Rose is now destined to make the Hall of Fame? Maybe a top three sports debate of the last 30 years plus, Pete Rose, yes or no, as a Hall of Famer. Well, now he can actually be voted into the Hall of Fame. Will it happen? Tommy is a Hall of Fame baseball voter and writer. He will jump on with us at noon. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
So there are some interesting off-season NFL questions that still haven't been answered. And I think the biggest one out there right now is Aaron Rodgers. But the second biggest is Trey Hendrickson. And Trey Hendrickson spoke yesterday. We have that, Max?
Oh, yeah. I've got all 3 minutes of it.
Yeah, it is. First of all, I'll be honest with you. I don't think I've actually heard Trey Hendrickson get interviewed. before.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard of him speak.
And we had somebody on the show yesterday, a caller who is a Cincinnati Bengals fan, who, in addition to describing Trey Hendrickson as a one-trick pony, as just a sack artist, which, you know, as our caller Ian said, it's a pretty good trick if that's the one trick, which is a good point. Not often made by Ian, but a good point. Like, okay, he can only sack the quarterback 17 and a half times in a season. So what if he can't do anything else? Yes, I agree with that, because pressuring the quarterback and sacking the quarterback is actually impactful to wins and losses. But I had never, I don't think, heard Trey Hendrickson speak again. This guy also mentioned Hendrickson is kind of thoughtful, I think he said, or maybe somebody else said that, and very religious. He was actually in attendance at a voluntary off-season workout day in Cincinnati yesterday, and then reporters got a hold of him. We talked yesterday, we took calls, would you want Trey Hendrickson or not, you know, if you had to give up a first-round pick. I don't know exactly what the compensation would be. I think that's a fairly decent guess as to what the Cincinnati Bengals would require, I think, minimum, especially when we're talking about 2026, because it's too late to give them 2025 picks, unless you're going to give them the players you drafted. But I think... You know, this situation has gotten to a point where we've seen these before. We're NFL fans. We know that it gets confrontational. It can get ugly. And then all of a sudden, you know, deadlines make deals, right? So the season's going to open up on Sunday, September 7th. And he has missed all of training camp and all of the preseason games. And so what's going to happen? Is he going to actually sit out and turn down $21 million? Of paycheck money in 2025, and then they come up with some deal and he ends up signing and everybody says the right things about each other. I still think that'll be the final conclusion. But I was listening to this. I watched, and I didn't realize it was 3 minutes. I thought it was maybe half that. But I do want to play all of it, because this guy, either you're going to come away from it thinking, I don't want any part of this dude, he's kind of full of himself, he's got some issues, or you're going to be like, that guy seems to have it together. And the Bengals have always been notorious for being cheap and for being stubborn and weird. I want him. But here was Trey Hendrickson yesterday talking to reporters about the standoff between himself and the Cincinnati Bengals.
At this point, do you want to be a Cincinnati Bengal?
Wow, that's a tough question, too, because you try not to let the business become personal. I think over the last week or so, it's become personal, unfortunately. And when there's a lack of communication in any relationship, if it's a business or a personal relationship, lack of communication leads to animosity. And that leaves my narrative only to me with no clear direction. So the lack of direction, the lack of communication is leading to things that are allowing me to think about what's going to happen more than how great they have treated me over the last 4 years. Because let me say, my son was born, I've said it to everyone, my son was born right up the road. My wife worked at the Cincinnati VA. This is my home, and I wrote that yesterday. It's home. And unfortunately for myself, I have to deal with that kind of dilemma in my own, finding out business and personal. Because on the one hand, you see OTAs and you smell the grass and it's football. And man, I'd be lying if I said I didn't love it. And on the other hand, there's a proper time for that. And there's a lot of things that have to change before that happens.
A quick follow-up to that. You talked about how the narrative in your statement yesterday. Why have you made the choice to go to the national media to talk about your side of things?
I think a lot of players in the past have been silent or didn't stand on values where telling the truth will set you free. It's a value my parents raised me with when I was young. As a follower of Christ, the truth is the way. And so to have these tough conversations and say the truth, right? I'm a Floridian. So there's unprovoked shark attacks and there's provoked shark attacks. And the comments that are being made, right? Whatever happened at the combine, whatever happened at the owners' meetings and the text I got yesterday, this is not something where I'm just twiddling my thumbs thinking, oh, how can I get the next one up? Most of the teammates will agree. I don't spare my opinions. I kind of stay out of the media for that reason, because I am an emotional player, and after a loss, it's a lot harder to talk than after a win, especially in the circumstances that we had last season. So I carry it with a tremendous amount of respect, but these things are provoked. I would love to say to sit quiet is a good strategy. It is clearly not. Players have done it all over the league, including Jamar last year. He did a great job being disciplined through the process, and great. I'm so proud of him and the way he handled adversity. I can't speak enough volumes, but he deserved a contract last year, he deserves it this year, and he deserves one in 5 years.
So that was Trey Hendrickson in Cincinnati yesterday. Apparently, he went on for like 20 minutes with reporters. You know, I thought that last part, why be so public about it? My personal preference in these situations, especially, you know, any kind of business transaction, there are opportunities and times in which going public and trying to generate public sentiment in your favor maybe works towards your advantage. But more times than not, it's not influential in the deal and actually can be more problematic and hurtful in your dealing with a team. The one thing he did not specify after saying the truth will set you free, that's why he went public. You know, this he talked about he's a Floridian and there are unprovoked shark attacks and there are provoked shark attacks. And he talked about text messages that he got yesterday, I'm presuming from the team. He didn't get specific about that, I don't think, at any point. This does feel like one of those situations, especially when you consider the team and the team's history of playing hardball and being difficult and being stubborn and at times being cheap over the years. You know, there is the one of my favorite Bengals stories that involves Washington. Was when Vinny Serrato bragged that they had offered Cincinnati 2 first-round picks for Chad Ochocinco. This was probably 2008, 2009, something like that. And he said he couldn't believe that they didn't accept it. And I thought, you talk about sort of the blind leading the blind in that situation. I mean, 2 first-round picks for Chad Ochocinco? Thank God Cincinnati was stupid enough to not accept that deal in the moment. Like, just disclosing that. And I've come to actually enjoy Vinny over the years. And to be honest with you, when Vinny was working with the organization and Vinny would sit with us sometimes on live, you know, shows or whatever, Vinny's always been, anybody will tell you this, Vinny is a very nice guy. Good guy. Just had the unfortunate, you know, job of working for Dan Snyder and probably, you know, a job that was given to him that he wasn't necessarily ready for. You know, the head of a team's personnel department is the team's general manager, de facto GM. But really, we know that Dan was kind of the GM during those years. But I'll never forget saying, oh, my God, why would you admit that you offered 2 first-rounders for a receiver, not for Randy Moss, not for Jerry Rice, but for Chad Ochocinco? And look, Chad Ochocinco was a good receiver. He was not a 2 first-round pick receiver. But that was back in the days when literally if Snyder wanted somebody, you know, he'd ask what it cost and then he'd actually offer 20 to 30% more than what it costs just to ensure that he got it. I mean, they lined up from all over the league to take advantage of Washington during those years. But Cincinnati, for some reason, Mike Brown decided not to take advantage of Washington. And I thought, that's one of the dumbest things. I would have accepted that. Or actually, with Snyder, I would have just said, 2 firsts isn't enough. We'll take 2 firsts and 2 seconds, and you got yourself a deal. And you know Snyder would have probably given it up for Ochocinco. But it's a tough organization. It always has been. But Jamar Chase and T. Higgins got it figured out. I will say this about the Cincinnati Bengals this year, Max. they're good enough offensively. Good enough offensively, like they were last year, to be a double-digit win team and a legitimate Super Bowl contender. They were so bad defensively last year. And if they are going to take a step forward this year defensively, they're not doing it without Trey Hendrickson.
Yeah. Agreed.
Trey Hendrickson better be on that Cincinnati roster in 2025 if they're going to take advantage of what they have offensively with Joe Burrow and T. Higgins. And, of course, I think pound for pound, along with J.J., the best receiver in the league, and Ja'Marr Chase. They better get Trey Hendrickson signed. Have to do that. So I think it eventually happens, but man, this sounds like a guy that does not want to be there. Does not, is going to have a hard time overcoming, you know, the right now what he considers to be burned bridges. Now, money changes, you know, everybody's opinion. And if they come up with $35 million a year to make him the second highest paid player in the league after Myles Garrett, and, you know, he's going to be all grins, all smiles, and say, tough getting here, but they took care of me. That's a tough one to predict, but I would lean Hendrickson ends up staying in Cincinnati. But a trade still is not on the table. You know, if you get deep into training camp and Hendrickson, and by the way, he sounds like a guy that will stand on some level of principle. Sounds like it. I don't know that for sure. But if he is actually going to hold out, Cincinnati's stubborn enough to go ahead and let him hold out, but maybe, just maybe, as this thing continues to drag, could you get him in August for a second and a fourth next year? Washington doesn't have a second. Keep that in mind. So there would be some competition for Trey Hendrickson. The reporting pre-draft was that the Bengals were asking for too much, but that there were several teams that were interested. And I believe Washington was one of those teams. Are they still interested? Who knows? The other story, man, I mean, it continues to be the biggest, I think, remaining offseason story, if it wasn't top five to begin with going in, is Aaron Rodgers going to play in Pittsburgh? They certainly, I think, are behaving as if they believe that he's going to make that decision. I mean, their quarterbacks right now are Mason Rudolph, Will Howard, who they drafted, the Ohio State quarterback, and Skylar Thompson. And you can say all you want, we love Mason Rudolph. He's so good in the locker room. He's great in the meeting room. And apparently he is. He's not a starting quarterback in the NFL. Period. Just isn't. And so your team with, you know, Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. What did Pittsburgh go last year? 9-8 again? Make the playoffs?
Of course. They make the playoffs?
Was it 9-8 or 10-7 though?
9-8.
Yeah, they made the playoffs. They lost to the Ravens, remember,
right,
in the first round.
Yes.
Got blown out.
My God. How long that
10-7. They finished 10-7 last year. So this from Rudy. Rudy wrote and said, you talked about Minnesota having a major advantage. It's not a major advantage to have to stay in Europe 2 weeks to play two games. So this is in reference to the schedule, which we will be talking a little bit about today and already have. Minnesota reportedly will be playing in back-to-back weeks in Dublin and in Ireland, in Dublin and then in London, end of September, first weekend of October, against Pittsburgh, where, by the way, Dan Rooney, one of the Rooneys, was the ambassador to Ireland during the Obama years. And so there may be a lot of Steeler fans there. So it may be a bit of a home field advantage. But I suggested yesterday that it's unfair, it's competitively unfair to take Minnesota's road schedule and give them two of their road games in neutral site environments. It's just not fair. You know, this year, the NFC has 9 road games, 8 home games, and technically now Minnesota has 8 home games and 7 road games, 7 true road games, because they're going to play in, you know, Ireland and in the UK. And I'm sure that there is some inconvenience and some differences between not being in your facility and not being home. And look, they'll end up being there for definitely a full 2 weeks. They'll get over there on a Monday, get ready for the Pittsburgh game, and then they'll go to the UK and they'll practice in the UK leading into the game against the Browns the following Sunday. I'm sure that there are challenges internationally. I've been told previous years that these international games, which the NFL loves, and who doesn't love a 9:30 a.m. Sunday morning game five or six times during the season, especially if you're betting the sport. But the teams don't necessarily love them because it is like, you know, a Super Bowl week with the media attention and the media responsibilities and, you know, the fans. And by the way, sometimes field conditions haven't been great, you know, in the UK. Weren't the field conditions in that first game in Berlin? Was that first game in Berlin or Munich? I forget. When the Chiefs played the Dolphins a few years ago. But it was very slippery. So teams don't necessarily love it. There's a lot of distraction. It feels very much like, you know, maybe not a Super Bowl, but maybe like an NFC Championship or AFC Championship week. And Minnesota has to be there for two consecutive weeks to play. But I don't know. If I were a Minnesota fan, not having to go to Pittsburgh for a road game this year, not having to go to Cleveland, the Browns aren't going to be very good, I don't think. But being able to play those two games on what could be sort of neutral site environments, Minnesota fans, by the way, travel so well. They travel great. So I think it's an advantage for Minnesota. I think it's a disadvantage for the teams that they're competing with in their division and in the conference. I don't think it's fair that they should have two less road games than most of the teams in the conference and in their division. I forget, is anybody else in their division playing an international game? Chicago playing an international game? I forget.
I don't think so. Let me check the Schefter tweet again.
I've got the... I think I have the whole international schedule. But I think that's a competitive advantage.
Yeah, no NFC North teams.
No NFC North teams in any of the other international games.
Vikings are the only one.
So they get two less true road games than Chicago, Green Bay, and Detroit. I'm sorry. Being over in Europe 2 weeks, by the way, not a bad thing, but I understand. And, you know, part of it, too, is when these teams go internationally, their responsibilities personally, family members, friends, everybody wants to go. So now they're into, I got to transport wife, mother-in-law, father-in-law, kids, cousins, good friends. By the time they end up footing the bill for the whole thing, it's outrageous money, probably, right? And now you're asking Minnesota to do it for two consecutive weeks. I still think I'd rather have two less true road games. That's what I would think. All right. There's some news out there, I guess, related to the Skins schedule beyond what I gave you at the beginning of the show or shortly before the show on X on Twitter, that they're going to host Dallas on Christmas Day on Netflix, probably a 1 o'clock game, maybe 4:30. It's not the night game Christmas night. That is Denver Chiefs. But I suggested that Washington at Green Bay on Thursday Night Football very early in the season is a good possibility, and at Chiefs on a Monday night at some point during the season is a good bet. Well, apparently there is a report out there or a leak confirming one of those two things. I'll let you know which one it is when we come back.
All right. As you just heard, the Washington Commanders will reportedly open their season against the New York Giants and possibly play the Dallas Cowboys on Christmas. The full schedule release show tonight with Linnell Willingham right after Craig Hoffman's show right here on the Team 980. The Nats, they extend their losing streak to 7 games. They fall to Atlanta 5-2. The NBA, Pacers get the closeout over the Cleveland Cavaliers 114-105. Pacers had 5 players with 10 or more points. Tyrese Halliburton led the team with 31. The Nuggets fall to the Thunder 112-105. Not for lack of trying, though. Jokic had 44 points, 15 rebounds, and 5 assists. SGA, on the other side, put up a well-rounded 31-6-7. The Caps, they are off tonight, but they will take on the Hurricanes tomorrow. With their backs against the wall, the Caps are looking to stave off elimination tomorrow night on 106.7 The Fan, pregame at 6:45. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, and hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that's what's trending.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
PGA Golf underway tomorrow. Quail Hollow, Charlotte. Steve Sands, our good friend, will jump on with us. I guarantee you we will talk football, hockey, and anything else that strikes his fancy, because he actually likes talking about our teams here locally. Steve, of course, a local with NBC and the Golf Channel. Steve Sands, 5 minutes from now. So I had mentioned, let me just be clear. The Dallas game is sourced, confirmed. Right before the show, I put it out there about 20 minutes before, but I got it confirmed before the show. So Washington is going to play Dallas on Christmas Day on Netflix. And there's been other reporting about Washington opening with the Giants. I had indicated that Washington's going to play Green Bay on Thursday Night Football sometime early in the season. One of those leak sites out there, and I don't know the accuracy of some of these guys. Honestly, I don't. But they are reporting Washington at Green Bay Week 2 on Thursday Night Football. That is and was my understanding when I talked about it earlier in the show. When I said early in the season, I was told Week 2. I just couldn't get it confirmed. So we'll see. Week 2 at Green Bay. So let's just assume some of this is accurate. At Giants at home, then on the road at Green Bay. And the other thing, as I mentioned earlier, to look for is at Kansas City on Monday Night Football at some point. That would not it would not surprise me if that's a November matchup against Kansas City. It sweeps month. That feels like I thought Kansas City and Washington would play on Sunday night or Monday night, and it's going to be Monday night, I'm pretty sure. So there you go. Some schedule update. We'll keep you posted all morning long on anything that comes in that's official. But right now, what we know for sure is we know Madrid on November 16th. We know Philadelphia on December 20th, and we know Dallas at home on Christmas Day. What we feel strongly about is Giants in the season opener at Green Bay week two on Thursday Night Football. And at some point during the season, my guess is at some point during November at Kansas City on Monday Night Football. And just so you know, it wouldn't surprise me if that's a short week follow-up to a long-distance trip. And they only have one of them, and that's to L.A. to face the Chargers. We'll see how that part of the schedule breaks out. Steve Sands next. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.